When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Welcome back, and joining us now is Tony Arterburn of Wise Wolf Gold, and he has set up DavidKnight.gold to take you to him and let him know that you're coming through us from hearing about this on the program. And I wanted to talk to Tony today because gold has been popping around like it was Bitcoin almost, but of course, it's not unusual to see gold, Bitcoin moving several percentage points in a day or certainly in a week. But that's something that is kind of new for gold and silver. And so as it went up so quickly, it is now bouncing around at different levels. And right now, what is it, around 4,000? Is that correct?
It's just under 4,000 this morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still very high compared to where it has been, even for the year. And what is shaking it up this week is the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates by 25 basis points, a quarter of a percentage, and saying that they're going to only do one more by the end of the year. And so a lot of people on Wall Street and other places are saying, all right, so then that means that inflation is not going to kick up as much as we thought it would. If he gets real aggressive on these interest cuts, he's not going to get real aggressive. Thing is that I'm looking at, Tony, is that Powell isn't going to be there that much longer.
That's right.
His term ends in May. So these people are saying, well, that's it. I guess they're going to follow a very conservative path there. That's only going to last for a couple months anyway. And we know, you know, as you and I have talked about, and Gerald Celente has said so many times, Trump is really good for gold because he's all about borrowing money and not paying his bills. And so we know where this is all going to go. He's going to have somebody who is going to have an easy money approach, and it's going to stoke inflation. And it's going to happen at the latest in May of next year.
Yeah, that's at the latest, and yeah. You were thinking the exact same thing I was. It's so funny, the markets are so fickle and so short term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at stuff and say, "Oh well, I guess everything's fine, and we're back to normal, and the meltdown isn't really happening." It's all short term, and then you know it's interesting too. You mentioned Powell talking about a second rate cut, but he didn't seem that was a foregone conclusion. It may not be.
Yeah,
it may not
right.
be until we, you know, Trump finally gets his new Fed chair, and then I think all bets are off at that point. I think it's going to be easy money, lots and lots of printing, probably unprecedented amount of currency injection into the economy, and that's only going to drive all these fundamentals, everything we talk about, you know, as far as de-dollarization and the repricing of commodities. It's only going to continue to inflate the prices of commodities as the dollar declines
yes.
in value.
Yes. I mean, it is something that is so dear to the heart of Trump. I mean, look at how angry he got with Thomas Massie, who was pushed back against both his stimulus bill and his one big beautiful bill because of the spending. And that is, you know, he takes that very personally, and that is one of his core things. Now, I thought it was interesting that this article said Fed officials had to make yesterday's decision without key federal economic data amid the ongoing government shutdown. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is mostly shuttered during the shutdown. But it's all a lie anyway, as Audi's program says. It's all a lie. All these, we couldn't get the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but it's all a lie, anything that they would have gotten from them. And Zero Hedge is saying gold is doing what it normally does after Fed rate cuts. It typically goes down a little bit and then starts to climb shortly after that. People are in anticipation that inflation, maybe something is going to kick off with this, but they realize that it's not really going to change the fundamentals in the long term, and so then we get back to where we were. It's like where we were a year ago.
What's that saying, that the statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics? That comes to mind.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're looking at gold too, as far as the price, and that's the way it usually goes. There's a rate cut. There's some liquidation of current holdings to get into the market because that signals, you know, the money printer is on. The money printer is going to go burr. Mm-hmm. And some of these stocks and other things and short-term investments will inflate. So people take profit positions out on gold, and there'll be some sell-off in the market. But again, you know, and also too, the news of, there being some sort of tentative agreement on trade between China and the U.S., and China supposedly is going to start mm-hmm. buying soybeans again, mm-hmm. all this other stuff, all temporary. And mm-hmm. you see these price pullbacks in gold. Matter of fact, I bought some gold over the weekend because you can't trade on the exchange, and it was a significant amount. And Monday morning, it's just bleeding red, and I'm like, I don't think I made anything, you know. But that's okay. That's the risk you take when you're mm-hmm. a dealer. That's mm-hmm. you roll with the market. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But that's the volatile nature where we are right now. Is and I think it's looking for both gold, silver, and Bitcoin are looking for a price. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to find price position and price discovery in all of this turbulence, and we just never. It's like if you look at the charts, one of the reports was saying that this is the most gains that gold has had since 1979. Well, that's true for silver as well. This is 45 years in the making of these price adjustments. And as well as anybody, David, the shock, the Nixon shock of going off the gold standard in 71, and by 79, you had $800 an ounce gold, which was massive in 1979. Same thing with silver at $52. There was a lot of intervention that went on. Paul Volcker from the Fed, this is interesting history to look at because yes. they went out of their way to make sure that there wasn't some, you know, scramble or crash of the dollar at that time, you know, getting out of the dollar. I think they stabilized it with high interest rates and kind of, you know, dangling the trinket of, you know, Keynesian economics and the Laffer curve with Reaganomics and all that stuff in the 80s. I think that's really important history to pay attention to because it cratered the price of gold and it kept silver suppressed for a long time.
Well, Mises talked about that.
Anymore. When you measure the markets against gold, they don't look good anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mises talked about that, and they said, you know, what would it take to burst the bubble for gold? And I said, when you look at when that has happened, like you're just talking about one of those incidents, it's because people had lost faith in the Federal Reserve, and then they got that faith back. I don't see that happening. I don't see the Federal Reserve being able to get people's confidence back, even if they could do it at the retail level. They're not going to do it based on the sanctions that have been put in by Biden and by Trump and others, and with the competition coming from BRICS. They're not going to get the confidence of countries back, even if they could do it at the retail level. So I don't think that's going to happen. And when you look at all of the fundamental issues in terms of inflation, in terms of debt, those are all still there, bigger than we've ever seen in the past. And what Trump is doing is adding a layer of chaos and instability to businesses, which we were headed for a stagflation, or as Salenti said, dragflation. And when you add that kind of chaos and instability that people can't plan on, then it just makes it all worse.
No, it does. And that's, I think misunderstanding where we are too is, and having normalcy bias has hurt the average consumer, the average American, mm-hmm. and possibly every person around the world. The IMF just came out and said that they expect that global debt will reach 100% of global GDP by 2030.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that an interesting metric?
Yeah.
We're talking about 2030, and we've been, you know, calling out the
world
predictive programming of the Great Reset for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think these things go hand in hand. The projections that are out there of global debt to GDP, the collapse of fiat currencies, the resetting of things. Mm-hmm. It's very important to pay attention to these fundamentals about prices and commodities. Wall Street's really talking more about the periodic table than they have in a long time. I got that from Gold Telegraph. He's talking about how he was overhearing traders talking about copper and things that years ago you wouldn't have heard. It would be tech stocks and AI.
Yeah.
But I think looking around the world, seeing what nation states are hoarding and what they're stockpiling based off of, I think, the devaluation that's inevitable.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Evaluation of fiat currencies is really important to understand those metrics.
Yes.
And I think the average person here in this country is going to get caught flat-footed, unfortunately, because they just going off of, you know, these rate cuts and other things that really don't matter much in the mm-hmm. especially in the mm-hmm. long term. They matter in the short term, but it's not changing the fundamentals of what we're witnessing in this revaluation of all things.
Well, when you look at the global Great Reset and the Great Taking and all the rest of this stuff that's there, Trump has got a really important role to play in all this. He has been sowing global discord with his tariff tantrums that are out there. And so we look at it and we say, we argue about whether or not he's got the power to do this and, you know, what is the basis for him putting this stuff in. But the reality is that this is exactly what the globalists want to have done. And so it really kind of plays into everything they want, to the extent that you have to wonder if, just like in 2020, if he isn't the leader for the globalist agenda rather than the leader of the opposition, because he's putting all this stuff in, you know, and all this chaos that is out there. Canada just cut theirs by their interest rates by 0.25%. They're about 1.5 points in terms of interest rates below us. They're down at 2.25%. And they say it's because of structural damage caused by the Trump tantrums, reducing capacity of the economy and adding cost to people, limits the role that monetary policy can play. And so they're saying, you know, these Trump tariffs and trade policy have harmed our economy. And of course, it's harming a lot of other economies. And it's just, you know, we have this global system, which I'm not a big fan of, but that's what we have right now. And what he's doing is he's just wrecking it, like he wrecked the supply chains in 2020 with his lockdown. And in a sense, what he's doing is contributing to this chaos and this reset that is there, doing it globally because all these different lines have been connected to the United States. And it is by abruptly cutting off these supply things, rather than going through an orderly transition or having a plan, he just does this knee-jerk reaction and does it all at once. And say, okay, we're going to cut this off. Now you can build your business back up by your own bootstraps without the suppliers that you've been getting product from. And so he's harming American businesses as well, but the impact that he's having around the world is huge.
Yeah, and it's disastrous.
Yeah.
You and I both know what grows an economy. Mm-hmm. What made the United States great in the first place? You know, it was free markets. There was a plan.
Yes.
there was coherence.
And government was out of our lives. People can make a plan. Government was out of our lives. It didn't have a heavy tax burden on them. And so you had stability, you had freedom, and people could invest for the future. All this stuff is being shut down, these types of policies.
You go back to COVID 1984. I mean, look at the smashing of small business. I mean, just the wrecking of the system and the supply lines. And, you know, that wasn't the beginning of inflation in this country, but it certainly was the accelerant that was poured on it. And think of the wealth that has been stolen from the average American. Think of this transfer of wealth, the likes of which we've never seen before. The only thing that even comes close to it was the free trade policies put in by the technocrats and the oligarchs back in the 1970s, who wanted to transfer the wealth away from the United States and move it eastward.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Nothing like this, though. We've not seen anything ever before. This massive transfer of wealth that's gone on, and it continues to go on. And no, you're right to call this out, because if you really wanted to grow the economy, the markets love certainty. And not only that, but incentives for people, for them to be able to feel safe to take risks. I don't see that. There's lots of small manufacturers that are absolutely baffled. You look at the cattle industry. They have no idea, like, why are we helping Argentinian beef producers over our own?
Yeah. And
we're injecting cash all over the world into places that, again, it's not our business, and it's not America first. All that stuff that really is just shameful. And all of those fundamentals, too, everything that we're doing right now will have lasting repercussions,
yes,
unfortunately, for this continual transfer of wealth. And that's why it's important to understand the difference between currency and money.
Well, when you look
more than ever,
the entire Chicago Board of Trade, as I said this last week, why is that there? Well, it's because farmers want to be able to lock in a price at some point. They're willing to pay a premium for that. And that's the entire reason that that giant Chicago Board of Trade exists, is to lock in prices for farmers so that they have certainty, so they can make plans. And what Trump is doing is single-handedly worse than just taking out the entire Chicago Board of Trade. It's like he flew over it with his jet and dropped a bunch of excrement on it. And that's what's really happening to all the cattle farmers. And so it's not just them, other farmers as well. The cattle ranchers, I should say, but also the farmers, because they've got to have that certainty. And that's what Trump is destroying. Nobody can make any plans. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And that's true not just for the farmers and the ranchers. It's also true for all the small retailers, all the small manufacturers. They need to know what their parts are going to cost or what their goods are going to cost. If they're a manufacturer, they're going to have to get some parts. They don't know if they're even going to be able to get the parts anymore. It might be embargoed. But if they get it, they don't know if it's going to be a 20% tariff or it's going to be a 100% tariff. You can't operate like that.
No. And this was supposed to be, the basis for bringing jobs back to this country. And we've just weaponized the dollar by other means. That's what the threat of tariffs and the incoherence of the blanket tariffs that they put out. I mean, it really is, the playbook for accelerating the Great Reset. That's all it is. I mean, we're not winning. I know we're supposed to get We're supposed to be tired of winning by now, David. That's what I was told. We're going to get so tired of winning, but we're not winning, and that's...
I think they misspelled that. I'm just tired of the whining that's coming out of the White House. I'm very tired of that.
Yeah,
But let's look at gold, because we just had the London Bullion Market Association talked about where they think gold is going to go in the next year. Last year, they thought that gold this year would get up to $29.41 an ounce. And it's quite a bit higher than that, obviously. And so it's up around, instead of 2,900, around 3,000. It is now around 4,000, so they missed it by about a third. So they were pretty conservative on it. And they are expecting that gold is going to get up to around 5,000 in about a year. And while we're talking about London and the metals, did we talk about, when you were here last week, did we talk about what happened with silver and India and all the rest of that stuff, the massive shortage of that stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
So silver has done quite a bit better than they thought it would. Gold is seeing its best annual gains since 1979. Price is up 50% this year. However, it's not the best performing asset of precious metals. Silver is up 61% year to date. And platinum is up by 93%. You said people are looking at the different minerals and trading that the chart there. So I guess palladium is another one of these things that's there. But anyway, 40% of participants expect gold to be the top performing asset in precious metals through 2026. And so. Again, last year they thought it would be silver, and it was silver. And then you see what is happening with Tether, Lucky Lutnick's company. They are making massive investments in gold and then tokenizing it. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, why in the world would you want to own gold that way? When you look at all of the different issues about how they can change the rules about what you can do with your token coins. They can completely shut you off. You can have a lot of different kinds of cyber attacks or things like that that can separate you from your ownership of that stuff. I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, what's in it for the people that are out there? I just really don't understand that. The risk
That's
is
a great
really
question.
High. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't understand the risk or the counterparty risk of those type of coins, then yeah, maybe.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It looks great to you, and you can digitize whatever. Maybe you have a lot more faith in the system than I do. But think about that. Think about the power to take something digital and then buy real assets with that when somebody gives you value for the digitized thing that you made up. I mean, that is that's not since the credit card fees since something been so brilliant. It's almost evil genius, or maybe it is.
No, it is evil genius, and it's Scott Bessent, and it's the Trump family. There's a long article from Reuters about the Trump family's global crypto cash machine and the connections that they've made with other foreign governments who are able to invest and these crypto ventures. They have World Liberty Financial, which is WLF instead of WEF, but kind of the same idea. You'll own nothing, and you'll transfer all of your wealth to the Trump family, and they will do a pump and dump on you, which they've already pulled off once this year on people. It's pretty amazing. But they see themselves as replacing banks and even as replacing the central bank, I think is what their goal is. And they're going to become probably trillionaires off of this thing.
That is the play, I think. There's a reason why, you know, especially with the difference between the Harris administration that never was and this one, is the push for CBDC and the centralized plan to digitize through the Federal Reserve, or as the plan to do it through stablecoin and this public-private partnership. And think about the wealth that'll be created for a few. Mm-hmm. Again, when you start using these stable coins, and if they, you know, dollar for dollar, you trade it in and they buy real assets, which they're doing. They're buying Bitcoin and they're buying gold and other things. And you mentioned that, you know, the Trump family, and I think it's Eric Trump with the American Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And Don Jr. is involved with another one, I believe, out of Japan.
Well, when you look at this World Liberty Financial thing, you've got Eric and Don Jr. and Barron are listed as the co-founders, along with Witkoff's two kids. That's Trump's real estate partner, who's now his special envoy to Israel and other places. And Trump is listed, I thought this was really funny, as emeritus co-founder. Got to get his name on there. And so Reuters went around talking to these different individuals, many of them high-ranking government officials in other countries that are pouring massive amounts of money in. And they're pretty clear that they said, well, there's been no special offers made to us outside of this, but we think it's going to do really well because it's connected to the Trump family. So a lot of people are talking about the open corruption, which is really pretty amazing. But, you know, we saw that open corruption in the Biden family with Hunter and, you know, the big guy and what was happening in Ukraine. This is the same type of thing, except the Trump's situation is global. It's not just limited to one corrupt country in Ukraine. And nobody on the right is going to talk about this because they all are afraid of Trump's wrath and of MAGA's wrath. Yeah.
Well, they don't understand what's actually being done here. I mean, if you're... You got to wreck a current system in order to create a new one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty apparent. That's what happens. And so they're going to, you know, if you want to see the dollar on it, you want to accelerate the way the dollar being turned into or digitized and doing, you know, create a bridge to a new system. Well, you got to, you know, hasten its decline. And that's if you wanted to whipsaw the value and create uncertainty, this is how you would do it.
That's right.
It's being done.
That's right. Yeah, their income from crypto has gone up 17-fold in just the first half of this year. I mean, they're making unbelievable amounts of money. And you know, partnering with Lucky Lutnick, we're going to see that really explode. And it is, as they said in this article, it's legal but unethical. And I thought, well, okay, that's a little bit different than most of the things that Trump does. Most of the things he does are unethical and illegal. At least this is legal but unethical, I guess. So it's a little bit of a surprise there that they actually do something within the law, kind of break it and then dare them to do something about it. But so as we look at it, I would just say that we're kind of in the same situation that we were last year, with the election, and everybody soured on gold and silver and started moving into crypto. Of course, crypto has been a phenomenal investment for the Trumps as well, but I still think that gold and silver are on sale. I think that they are, it's very important to not only see them as a hedge against uncertainty and a hedge against the complete restructuring of the financial system, but to see them as a hedge against the surveillance state and the attack on private financial transactions and your ability to make private financial transactions or to buy and to do what you want, that's going to be a function of having that ability. So I don't really see anything fundamentally changing on this stuff, even though the price is going to get noisy from time to time, reacting to things that may or may not be real. What do you think?
Well, that's true. And we're, I think, still looking for price discovery. There's a lot of unknowns that are pushing the price of gold and silver and a nation state adoption of the Bitcoin also is another unknown. You know, Bitcoin was trading at 100,000, hit 100,000 in December of last year. And it really hasn't, it's had another all time high this month, but you know, 124,000 or whatever it was, but it's back down. You know, the news of the rate cuts and, you know, volatility is, it hurts Bitcoin's price. Gold has gone the opposite way. You know, it's, because of the volatility, it's driven it up to 4,300 an ounce. And then of course, silver, going up to 53 plus an ounce. These are price discoveries in an uncertain time. The system that was built post World War II, you know, the Bretton Woods I system, is unraveling. And we had Bretton Woods II in 1971 with, you know, going off the gold standard, but this is chaos, in so many ways. And I think that's what it's looking for. So, fundamentals, you know, are still there. The rate cuts are important to watch because there's going to be sell offs and things happen, but, and we may see a dip in gold further down. There may be more liquidations and holdings, and that would be a good time. You know, it's a good, always good to buy some when you see the price in the red.
Yeah.
Because we're not going back to any sort of. You mentioned earlier the restoration of trust, which always reminds me. You know, this happened in 2011. If history is your guide, they, you know, Bernanke came out and said it was, you know, the Great Depression was our fault. We did that. Also, this won't happen again, and we're not going to bail these banks out. We're not going to do this massive liquidity injection again. And that was, you know, quaint. As I think we were about 11 trillion in debt at the time. So now we're, you know, 38 trillion plus in debt. Nobody believes that rhetoric anymore. Mm-hmm. So all bets are off at this point. The future is finite in the sense of commodities and the pricing of currencies because trust has diminished. And so inside the fourth turning, I think that's really important to remember that trust has diminished in the institutions. So people are going to be looking for what they can count, what's real, or at least to the best of their ability to understand what's real and cannot be duplicated or counterfeited. That will be more and more important as the years go on. Trust outside of counterparty risk will be everything in the next 5 years.
I agree. Yeah, we talked earlier about how Powell's term is going to end in May of next year. There's rumors now. This is Newsweek talking about Donald Trump considering Soros's soy boy, Scott Bessent, for the chair of the Fed. And, of course, this type of thing that we saw with Janet Yellen, we have this revolving door between Treasury Secretary and Fed Chair. It's kind of what you see with these high-level cabinet positions with HHS and FDA and CDC going back and forth with big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, Moderna, and Eli Lilly. So it's that kind of revolving door that's there. And it truly amazes me, Tony, that the right is – I see all this stuff all the time about Soros this and Soros that, and look at his connections with illegal immigration, which is true, and his connections with Antifa, which is true. But when it comes to Scott Bessent, the guy who helped him and actually probably masterminded the breaking of the Bank of England, they don't see anything at all there. Even as this guy is breaking our farmers in order to bail out a foreign country, Argentina. You know, when you look at bailouts down the road with somebody like Scott Bessent, a Soros lieutenant in there, how bad do you think that's going to be if he gets in there as a Fed chair? Of course, he's going to do that type of thing. It's truly amazing to me to see the people that are getting the levers of control in our government. It's kind of scary, frankly. And the, again, thing about Trump is that he can push a globalist agenda of a great reset. He can hire Soros people to do it, and the MAGA people don't see it at all coming. It's truly amazing.
Well, it's kind of like the first head of the Federal Reserve was Paul Warburg.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they based the character Daddy Warbucks and Little Orphan Annie off of, you know, and if you watch the movie or watch the play, like he calls up Roosevelt and tells him what to do in the 1930s. That they knew that then, you know, it was the Warburgs were really out, you know, in the periphery of the House of Rothschild. Of course, his brother, Max Warburg, ran the central bank in Germany at the time. We're supposed to have this mortal enemy, you know, in the First World War. So there's always
and he gave women $10 million in gold. What else would you give him, right?
Right.
Put him on a sealed train to go in and start the Russian Revolution. Here's a bunch of gold, you know, to do some things.
This has always been the case, and it's always a Goldman Sachs person. You know, and I was best in, is he Goldman Sachs? I'm sure he is, or something like that. And same thing with the connection to Soros. It reminds me of Bill Barr, you know. Bill Barr is picked by Trump to come in and be Attorney General, and we know where what he tracks back to, what he is, you know, going back to the first Bush administration and being the defending Lon Hurucci, you know, who shot Vicki Weaver in the head. I mean, just these are awful people that are with their tentacles and, you know, deep state connections and all the rest. And as long as it's, you know, we have this team sport mentality in this country, if we're, oh, so-and-so is picked by my guy, so it absolves him.
That's
right. Washes away all of his sins.
Yeah, when you look at, there's a lot of articles being put out by the conservatives really upset about Mom Danny, okay, for New York mayor. And here's a typical headline. Soros's fingerprints are all over the rise of Democrat socialist Zoran Mamdani. And yet, oh, I guess he's got his fingerprints on Bessent, too, don't you think? I mean, it's pretty amazing. You know, Scott Bessent owes his entire career to his relationship with Soros. But that's nothing to there's nothing to see here. Just move on. We'll focus on Mamdani, who, again, I'm not a fan of. And they can see the Soros fingerprints on him. But they can't see it when Trump is there. I guess he wipes the fingerprints off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you start unveiling things, it confuses people. It can be, I'm sure, unsettling. And it's scary. Obviously, it's terrifying to look at the world through the lens of, wow, that's all a lie. Because you cling to, like, my side is fighting. I can just, you know, I can turn it off for a while, let my side fight it out with the other side. But what if both sides, what if it's not really a side? What if it's just, you know, you got a corrupt few that are orchestrating a lot of these things? And yeah, the Mondant.
I have people say that to me. I say, well, wait a minute. You know, we got to have a hope in something. And, you know, if Trump can't do it, then what is our option? What do we do? I said, well, you got to think outside the ballot box. And, you know, think outside this box they put you in. Maybe your solution doesn't lie in politics and government. Maybe you need to keep an eye on them, but they're not the solution and the savior of things. And so, that is a scary thing for people. They want to have a savior that they can put their hope in, which just leads to a fake idolatry, I think.
But. Well, it's like I saw a meme today. It just made me laugh. It's the Star Wars. It's the two suns or the two moons or whatever it was on Tatooine. I think with Luke Skywalker, and it says it had both the Republicans and the Democrats, and it was like most important election of our lifetimes. It's the same ones. It's the same. Both of them saying the same things. It's the most important election of our lifetimes. Yeah, just get off that train.
Yeah,
you know, you're just caught up in that, and unfortunately, it's about ideas, and about what you do as an individual. It's a counterintuitive way to deal with this amount of corruption. But you know, just joining it and getting in team sports, it just encourages them. Folks, stop doing.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on with Team Wolfpack there, and what's happening with Wise Wolf Gold before we go.
Well, I'm going to make some announcements soon. I may put up I'm thinking about doing something really different here at the Texas location. I may start refining, but, I don't know. I may put up an opportunity if somebody wants to join in with me on it. I don't know. I've been running it through.
When you say refining, are you talking about urban mining? And,
I'm talking about actually there's, so I'm in the bank location now, and it's not a very big building, but I'm in the back. It's all wired in, and I could put in, you know, the equipment to melt and refine and make my own bars. I could make, I could even be a hub for dealers to sell scrap gold and silver to. And right now, the refiners aren't even melting silver, Dave. Like, they won't take it. So they're like, we're too busy because they're buying so much. Now, that may ease up here shortly with the prices being down a little further. But I'm just stockpiling. Like I still, even though I can't melt it, I'm still buying scrap silver, which, you know, sterling silver, you know, all the dinnerware and, you know, jewelry and other things. So
keep your eye out for that stuff coming from the Louvre, right? I think that's got more than scrap value associated with it.
I think so. Yeah, there's some stuff that's got more than scrap value for sure. But, yeah, I'm thinking about doing something with that. So I don't know. There's going to be so much opportunity in the coming years. I want to be able to better serve people. So I'm working on that. And we've got, of course, Wolfpack and just keeping that supply, which is, you know, every week me and you talk about it. It's a weird place. Yeah. I'm sourcing different products and we appreciate anybody who's part of Wolfpack. You know, I think we got the best precious metal subscription service in the business. Yes. In my opinion, on variety and
I agree. Yeah.
And service. I got a great team. So just keeping these things afloat, I'm really grateful.
I don't envy you your job because, you know, we're talking about how difficult things are for farmers and cattlemen and all the rest of the stuff. And yet, you know, you're in this very volatile situation as well where the price is fluctuating quite a bit. It's very difficult to navigate those waters in a storm like that. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm built for it. I think, you know, fortunately for me, God wanted me to do this. I think I'd have failed long ago if I didn't have his help. So,
you know, at least you've had a lot of experience with it. That's good to have that. Well, thank you so much for coming on and really, really do appreciate your support of our show here. And if you want to go to Tony, you can also find Wolfpack and everything else there at davidknight.gold. He can help you with metal IRAs. He can also help you with large purchases or with the Wolfpack where you can start to gradually accumulate physical metals that are going to retain their value in this very chaotic environment that we're in right now. Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.